James and Teresa.
Well, 100,000, they're asking for
84. Do you have that one last week that you just showed us?
I paid 287.
Do you know what I just showed
for 84? You showed us, so yes, when we got started.
Yeah, I brought all of those.
Good thing it's a certificate. I'm just curious if they have a new confit.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Mr. Dotson?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Mike Schofield. I'm here with the Board of Equalization here in Taney County, and we're looking at your property on at the Penthouse Condominiums, Unit 1018.
Yes.
Okay. We see that you're asking that it be reduced down to $84,000. The square footage on that is, what, 868 square foot?
Yes.
And you purchased it in 2008 for
$287,000?
Correct. Okay.
Was there? Have you ever brought this to this Board of Equalization before? Is there any history on it?
No.
To be consistent with what we've done on the smaller units and everything, I'm going to make a motion to set this at $128,000.
What's it currently at?
140,
800. Yeah, are you telling me?
Yeah, right. I was just going to ask what it was currently set at. It's 148.52.
I'm going to make a motion that was set at 128,000. It's double the square footage that we had on the other.
I'm going to second that, Danny.
We have a motion and a second to set it at 128,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All okay. Motion carries. Mr. Dotson, we've reduced it down to $128,000.
Okay. All right.
He has the opportunity.
And you do have the opportunity, and you'll get some information in the mail from the county clerk's office, and you can appeal to the state tax commission.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
This one from right before just called. We told him to call him back. This is the one you voted to lower to 64,000. But they're calling in, so you want to call him back.
Okay.
You're right back.
I think that was...
just the one previous, just previous.
2016-56.
Okay.
Well, we have another one.
Hello, Mr. Brenneman. I'm Mike Schofield with the Board of Equalization here in Taney County.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
All right. We wanted to let you know that we have took some action, and we've reduced it down from $100,000 to $64,000.
Oh, great.
All right.
I appreciate that. That's easy enough.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
And I think the 868, so what we have is on the county or whatever it is the 700 square foot is what
showing on the
what's showing on the MLS, what's showing on the other. So you're looking at double the square footage from your 350s to your 700s.
Well, to be fair about this, we got 30 of them, 30 some of them
at least.
I want to make a motion that we set all of the square footage wise, the 350s or whatever, we set those, and we set this one just now, we set all the others the same, and it's fair.
So you want to raise this one then from 118, or do you just want to deny it?
What is this one, what's the square footage on it? The next one we're going to.
What is square footage?
I'm going to it too.
So HER.
I think you'll find 868 is our county.
Okay. So it's one of the bigger ones.
Which property are we looking at? I didn't follow.
Hermrec?
Yes. Yeah, it's 868.
So they're assessed $10,000 below what we just lowered the other guys to. Do we want to raise it?
What are they asking? I mean, what?
They're asking for 84 as well.
I'm not positive. Wes can probably tell us for sure. It looks like it might have done a BOE last year.
Danny Strahan make motion to set value at $118,000.
Can't hear.
Gerald Purbo seconded the motion. Motion passed by vote. 5 ayes.
What's that?
They can't hear.
Didn't think we. That's the deal.
They did
I
not
don't
go
think...
to the state tax commission.
Huh?
They did not go to the state tax commission.
Is that the difference?
Well,
that's what.
Is that our decision, not the statute decision?
That's the court case that's being listened to right now. But just because it's being listened to doesn't mean it's still got to follow the statute. So. And of course, now there's
a case on this.
There's a court case on if we can hear a BOE that was done the prior year. And the interpretation previously for state tax commission was it covers both if it was or was not. And I guess now they're saying.
Was that lower?
Anytime you ask state tax commission for any sort of legal guidance, they say it's from legal opinion. So I don't know. They say.
But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a motion that we deny this one because I did lower it below what we're setting the other adjustments to.
Yeah, I'll second it.
That number 95.
Do we want to give him a call?
Sure.
Yeah, we need to call everybody that's. Was he another one of the 84s? Is that what he's wanting?
What was he asking for?
84,000.
83?
84,000. Says I doubt if I could sell my condo for that price. And it's also a personal use rental.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Hermrec?
Yes.
Hi, Mike Schofield here with the Taney. The Taney County Board of Equalization, and we're here looking at your property on the Penthouse Condominium, Unit 1023.
Yes.
And you currently have it appraised at $118,000?
That's my understanding. Which is far, far more than it's worth, I can assure you of that.
Mr. Hermrec?
Yes.
Am I saying your name right?
Yes.
All right. This is Jeff Reynolds with BOE. And we've been seeing quite a few of these that are, you know, the penthouse condos in your square footage. And
yes,
some of the other assessments have been higher than that. And we've actually lowered them to 128,000. And yours is set right now at 118,000. So with that, we are actually denying your...
There's a motion and a second to deny. We haven't been...
Yeah, we're getting ready to...
We have a motion and a second to deny, just based on the fact that yours is already lower than the others.
Well, let me just tell you something. My application has an appraisal in there, and it's from a certified appraiser, and the thing appraises at $84,000. And right now, there's over 40-some units down there for sale. And I guarantee you, you can buy one of those units identical to mine for probably $80,000 right now if you want to do it. So I don't understand what you're saying there. I followed the procedure. I sent in an appraisal, and now you're telling me that mine is undervalued.
Did you pay for this appraisal, sir?
I certainly did.
Was that 2000?
I certainly did. I paid for it through assessment dues. The Condo Owners Association got generic appraisals for each one of the categories. In other words, a one-bedroom unit, a studio deluxe, and then the presidential one-bedroom. We got a generic appraisal of each one of these type units down there. And I called down at the Board of Equalization before, and I talked to them and asked if that would be reasonable, and they said it would be reasonable. Now, there is an appraisal on this unit, and the appraised value is $84,000. And you couldn't get $84,000 for that unit right now if you tried to sell it. As a matter of fact, as I told you, there's over 40-some units for sale right now. So don't tell me that this thing is worth $128,000. That's nonsense. And I mean, if you deny me, I'm going to appeal this, and I'm going to take it to wherever we go.
That's their opportunity.
That is your opportunity, sir.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know what's going on with the condo market down there, but I can tell you what you need to do. The county or the city of Branson needs to buy up 500 or 1,000 of these condos down there that have been built that people invested in and got scammed on. There is such an excess of condos down there, it'll take a decade before that condo market ever recovers. And you know it, and I know it. It's a disaster down there, and it is a disaster at that penthouse. Every single individual is losing money down there, and some people paid a lot more than I did for the condos.
I'd invest in O'Reilly stock.
So what? So you need to buy up some of those excess condos and help some people out. I mean, Branson and the city. And Taney County is getting a bad reputation down there. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. You all ought to know what's going on.
Well, we're sorry you've had a bad experience, sir.
Well, I'm not the only one. Trust me, there are a lot of people down there that this is a disaster. This is horrible. And there, somebody ought to carry out an investigation and find out what in the world is going on down in Branson and in Taney County, Missouri, because it is not good.
Mr. Hamrick, we have a motion and a second on the floor right now for to deny to deny this, I'm going to ask for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?